And now we'll segue to the legislature's action this year, where they're going to remove the commercial tax backfill. And just to give you some background on this, in 2013, I believe Governor Branstad was still in office, and he had wanted to lower commercial property taxes, thought they were too high in Iowa, and thus, you know, hurting economic development and so on. And so that's the reasoning for it. So it was a good thing for commercial property tax, because they were now receiving a rollback similar to how we do as a residential. Now the state legislature has said we're no longer going to backfill this, because in turn what it was doing to local governments, counties and cities, was to say, all right, who's going to make up the difference? Well, the state said, we'll do it. Don't worry about it. So it hasn't had a negative impact locally, but now it will, because they're going to remove it. And they're going to phase this in over a number of years. But we're talking the impact on the city of Carroll is going to amount to several $100,000. So is there a plan in place? If so, I haven't heard of one. I don't know in their strategic planning sessions and such whether or not they've even had dialogue about it. But there needs to be a plan in place to compensate for that, or to prepare for that, or to have a contingency if this plan doesn't work. What's going to be the contingency? Is it going to be just to cut spending, or what will it be? Because we're out of funding sources. We've tapped them all. So the important thing is to have a plan as far as what's going to be the outcome here. Are we just going to suck it up, or are we going to truly do what we should for the taxpayer and lower our expenditures?